Good evening all. Now say the prayer. Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I formally declare this meeting of the Council of the City of Perth open. Are there any apologies?
Yes, Chair, we have an apology from Chair of Commissioners, Mr. Eric Lumsden.
Thank you. Turn to the question time for the public. Are there any questions?
We've received no questions in writing, Chair.
Are there any questions from the floor? If there are no questions from the floor, I declare question time for the public closed. Are there any deputations?
Yes, Chair, we have, in regard to agenda item 13.6, Telstra Perth Fashion Festival, the request for speaking from Ms. Ruth Haverley of Fashion Council WA Board, attended here tonight with Richard Paulson, who's the Chair of FCWA, and Reagan Haythorpe, who's Partnerships Manager of FCWA.
Thank you. May I suggest we have that immediately prior to 13.6?
Of course, yep.
Thank you. Are there any commissioners on leave of absence or requests for leave of absence?
We have no requests on record, Chair.
Thank you. I'll turn now to the confirmation of the minutes. From the Chair, the minutes of the agenda briefing session held on the 22nd of May 2018 and the ordinary meeting of the Council held on the 24th of April 2018 are confirmed as a true and correct record with the amendment of item 13.11 events grants round 1 2018-19 primary motion point 6 to refer to events grants. Do I have a mover? Seconded. All those in favour? Thank you. I'll now move to item 7, announcements by the Chair of Commissioners. The City of Perth has been recognised for its leadership in sustainable water management. The City was awarded gold status in the Water Corporation's WaterWise Council program for delivering a range of water-sensitive initiatives and projects. The WaterWise recognition scheme was introduced in 2016 to acknowledge councils that are demonstrating leadership in sustainable water management. Councils awarded as part of the recognition scheme were acknowledged at the 2018 WaterWise Business Recognition event, co-hosted by the Water Corporation and Environment and Regulation on the 1st of May 2018. The City was acknowledged for a range of water-sensitive projects and initiatives we have been working on across various business units, including sustainability reporting platform, water-sensitive city transition study, water harvesting tree pits, green infrastructure and biodiversity study, and conversion to native gardens project. And we have the award here for display. Thank you. On behalf of the Chair of Commissioners and my fellow Commissioner, could I please pass on our thanks and appreciation to the staff across the City who have been involved in this important initiative.
Noted, Chair. Thanks.
Item 8. Does any Commissioner or employee wish to disclose an interest and its nature in any item contained in the agenda? Thank you. Item 9. Are there any questions on which notice has been given?
I've received no questions from Commissioners, Chair.
Thank you. Has any correspondence been received?
Chair, we've received correspondence from the Fashion Council WA in relation to item 13.6, Telstra Perth Fashion Festival Major Events and Festivals, addressed to the Commissioners and signed by the Chair of Fashion Council WA.
Thank you. Petitions. Have any petitions been received?
No, Chair.
Thank you. We now move to item 12, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Are there any matters for which the meeting may be closed?
Yes, Chair. In accordance with Section 5.232 of Local Government Act 1995, should Commissioners wish to discuss the content of confidential attachments in relation to item 13.1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14, 21 and 24, it would be recommended that Council resolve to close the meeting prior to any discussion of the item.
Commissioner, do you wish to close the meeting for any of those items? No, neither do I, so thank you. We'll now move to an en bloc motion that, with the exception of items 13.5, 13.6, 13.7, 13.8, 13.9, 13.10, 13.13, 13.15, 13.17, and 13.19, which are to be considered separately, the officer recommendations for the remaining items be adopted by Council en bloc by an absolute majority decision. Thank you, and I'll second that. All those in favour? Thank you. The first item for discussion is agenda item 13.5, the Industry Sector Development Sponsorship, Perth Angels Angel Investing Series. I would like to move this from the chair. Do I have, I'll read this out. The motion with amendment that I would like to move is as follows. I would like to defer this item to the June 2018 Council meeting to allow consideration of the review of the City's Industry Sector Development Sponsorship Guidelines and selection criteria to ensure clear alignment of the program with the City's strategic objectives, effectiveness and principles of equity. Do I have a seconder?
Summit.
Thank you. I'd like to now speak to this item. At the last Council meeting on the 24th of April 2018, item 13.13 related to industry sector development sponsorship, and the Council agreed to defer the item due to its size of $50,000 to enable time for a review of the City's Industry Sector Development Sponsorship Guidelines and Selection Criteria to ensure clear alignment of the program with the City's strategic objectives, effectiveness and principles of equity. The Commissioners agree that it is important to take an open and transparent approach to decision making, and I reiterate the request that administration prioritise the review requested and bring this forward as soon as possible. I understand this is intended to be the June meeting. Anecdotally, it appears that the role of the Perth Angels Angel Investing Series provides important support for local innovation. However, in the absence of a review, we believe it is inappropriate to approve a three-year triennial sponsorship for $75,000 in the absence of the strategic review. Hence, I request deferral of this item to June 2018. Thank you. So I have moved that, seconded. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. We now move to agenda item 13.6, the Telstra Perth Fashion Festival, major events and festivals. I would like to invite those speaking to the deputation request to come forward, please. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, Madam Chair and fellow commissioners. I've been appointed to the Fashion Council WA Board in 2018. Given my extensive experience in corporate finance and my role in banking, my role on the board is to advise and support for commercial and strategic process. And so it's in that capacity I'm here tonight. I'm also joined by Richard Polson, our chairman, and a leading designer and industry representative of fashion in WA. Fashion Council WA has a strong relationship with the City of Perth over a number of years and has been successful in receiving funding to support the delivery of the Fashion Festival and the components in the city, which has evidently provided significant benefits to retailers, visitors and the wider community of the City of Perth. In the past 2 years specifically, our applications for funding have been subject to the City of Perth's robust and very clear assessment process. In 2017, we scored a 62.5% score and were recommended for $225,000 worth of funding, which was received. In 2018, the FCWA operational team worked with the City of Perth team to ensure that we aligned ourselves even more positively and closely with the City's expectations and deliverables for funding. We gained supportive and positive feedback throughout this process, iterated our application to the final production, and we put that through the City of Perth's team. We were pleased to score even more highly this year at 72%. Our funding ask for 2018 was one of the lowest of the last 5 years and represents close to 30% of the overall spend of the Fashion Festival by Fashion Council WA at the Fashion Central. Considering all of these facts, it was quite shocking and a bit confusing for us by the recommendation to come out at the score of 72%, but only $50,000. Given we can simply not produce the Fashion Central event with that amount of funding to deliver it at the level that we've proposed, we are hoping to present a compelling and factual argument this evening for reconsideration by you, the commissioners, about this application. What has been equally difficult for us to reconcile is that from that $50,000 in the recommendation this year from City of Perth, $29,000 worth of value in kind, venue hire in kind that was provided in previous times is now being charged to us out of that $50,000, leaving only $21,000 to put towards the rest of the event. The Fashion Festival started in Forest Chase, and this is the festival's 20th year. It would be a disaster for us if we could not deliver a core part of that festival in the place where it all began. So help to work towards a solution tonight, and so that we can avoid that outcome, I'd like to step through the following. Outline the event that we intend to deliver in 2018 to the City of Perth as part of the festival. Confirm the benefits that this would provide from a social and economic impact. Share the concerns raised by retailers, designers and general public since the recommendation of lower funding has been made public and that have flowed into us at Fashion Council WA. Propose an alternative way forward where we can reach a fair and mutually beneficial outcome for the City of Perth, FCWA, hundreds of retailers, designers and members of the fashion community in the City of Perth. In 2017, when we hosted the event in the city, we had 32 events, 11 runway features that were all free, digital installations showcasing nationally recognised brands, as well as community engagement focusing on Indigenous runway and multicultural runway. All of these events were free to the public. In 2018, we proposed to run a similar catalogue again. The 11 runway events, free to the public, showcasing the nationally recognisable brands and local retailers of the City of Perth. Free live music performances plus roving wearable art performances to excite, engage and ignite the crowds. It was calculated that last year that those that visit and attend the event spend an average of $134 per head in the city at the local retailers. Our vision for Fashion Central is to create a vibrant, engaging and urban fashion hub in the heart of the city, to deliver value and a platform for local brands and retailers, connecting the community with fashion in a free manner, making it available for everybody in the city and supporting the value of inclusion that we believe is understood to be very valuable also between the Fashion Council WA and the City of Perth. Since finding out about the low funding recommendations of the council and the direct impact it will have on not being able to deliver potentially this part of the program in the City of Perth for the first time, we've received an overwhelming number of testimonials of support from retailers, designers. I'd like to read a few of those to you now, if I may. Fernando from Fernando Jewellers. I've been a city retailer for 28 years and for the last 24 months has been our worst trading period in the city. Unfortunately, the city has lost a little of its attraction and many quality retailers and as a result, customers. Our crowds are constantly decreasing due to the expensive parking and unsafe environment. The Perth Fashion Festival provides us with an opportunity to reach new customers and clients. It creates a buzz and a vibrancy for the 2 weeks that it runs, and the free fashion event happens across the city and to inject a much needed boost for foot sales and traffic. Tony Barlow from Platinum Menswear. It's written a long testimony, but I'll just read parts of it for you. One of the best attractions we have for the city has been the TPFF, which is the Telstra Perth Fashion Festival. It has successfully run for many years and has been the highlight of the year in creating fashion, tourism, and most importantly, sales. We can all be proud to have such a worldwide event in Perth. And the last one is from Amanda Healy. The free festival shows have a direct impact stimulating business in a way that other festivals and arts and cultural events that take place in the city do not. I attended Fashion Central last year and watched the Indigenous runway and multicultural runway. Those events attracted a full house. In fact, it was hard to get a seat, she said in brackets. As an Aboriginal designer, I think this is an excellent platform to showcase our work and present Perth as an attractive, multifaceted destination. In addition to these testimonials, a change.org petition was started on Saturday evening in response to this event. 1,015 people have signed that so far, and a number of people have commented. I'd like to be able to read a number of those comments to you, if that's okay. A lady called Kate Hannah has said, as a young designer who was showcased during Perth Fashion Festival for the past 2 years, I am very saddened to hear that the funding cuts are being considered. PFF is a great program that brings a sense of excitement to our city. If anything, we need more events like this. The buzz that the PFF free events bring to the CBD is undeniable. Having worked in retail and a job in the city in the past, I have seen firsthand the difference in the ambience of the Perth city streets with these events running. There are people around and they actually want to shop, unlike many other days where the malls are deserted and people are not motivated to spend. I implore the Perth City Council to consider what they are hearing from the community and not to take away this program of free events that helps business owners in a tough retail climate and brings some much needed excitement to the city. Sally Garrett has said, I believe it is important to support those organisations that deliver opportunities to up and coming artisans in fashion. It gives new designers opportunities for exposure and helps Perth put designers on the fashion world map. Make the events more globally recognisable and they will pay for themselves. There are a number of others, but in time I'll be able to just I'll continue with it if I can. What we'd like to do is be able to propose perhaps an alternative way forward. Based on the clear benefits to the City of Perth's community, the response of its retailers and members, and the potential of losing such an iconic event from the calendar, we'd like to propose an alternative way forward from what has been recommended to date. Both of the operational teams of FCWA and City of Perth worked cohesively and productively together this year to compile a very positive and progressive proposal that complied with the city's robust assessment criteria and scored more highly than previous years at 72%. What's exciting about this for us is we now believe we qualify also for consideration of the triennial or three-year funding. And we see this as a wonderful opportunity to work together with the City of Perth to be able to foster a relationship even deeper and create increasing value for the City of Perth over time and its community. The fact is that we need far more than $50,000 from the City of Perth to make that happen. We'd like to propose to you this evening, Commissioners, to consider a reasonable request to fund FCWA $235,000 towards this year's event and provide the venue in kind as opposed to a charged fixed fee. FCWA has enjoyed working so closely with the City of Perth team to achieve a great application for funding this year and meet all the criteria of the assessment framework that's provided. We would ask we have the chance to do that again in the future and that the framework and the ultimate scores reflect in the just recommendation for funding that allow a wonderful, inclusive and accessible fashion event to continue to ignite the City of Perth.
Does that conclude?
That concludes our proposal.
Thank you so much for your very articulate and persuasive deposition.
Thank you.
Could I invite from the floor, is there anyone else who would like to take this opportunity to speak to this item? Thank you. I would now like to put a motion with amendment. 1. That the City of Perth approves sponsorship of $200,000 plus venue hire in kind up to the value of $30,000 to the Fashion Council of WA for the 2018 Telstra Perth Fashion Festival. 2. Notes the provisional list of sponsorship benefits contained in the detailed officer assessment in attachment 13.6A. 3. Authorises the Chief Executive Officer or an appointed delegate to negotiate with the applicant the final list of sponsorship benefits and key performance indicators for inclusion in the agreement according to the Council approved funding amount. 4. Notes that a detailed acquittal report, including any supporting material, will be submitted to the City of Perth. 5. Reiterates its request of the last council meeting for a review of the City's industry sector development sponsorship guidelines and selection criteria to ensure clear alignment of the program with the City's strategic objectives, effectiveness and principles of equity. 6. Administration to continue to work with the Perth Fashion Festival as a key strategic partner to specifically identify the benefit of the city regarding foot traffic generation, small business and economic activity of Fashion Central. 7. Administration to prepare for the consideration of commissioners an alternative program of initiatives to achieve benefits for consideration alongside next year's funding recommendation. I put that motion as read. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Thank you. So I'd very much like to thank the deputation and also acknowledge the amount of correspondence that has been received from the general public, but for those people who are passionate about fashion and passionate about our city. At the last council meeting on the 24th of April, we did request that there be a review of the events funding round. The reason why we asked for this as a Chair of Commissioners is so that we're able to take a long-term strategic approach to how these events are prioritised, graded and decisions made. The Chair of Commissioner, Mr. Eric Lumsden, in the address to the staff last month, just in April, stressed the importance of staff providing advice without fear or favour. Consistent with this, the administration have provided a recommendation focused on the changes made to event location outside the city, the focus on activation around Fashion Central in the city, and quantitative information available from the previous festival. We note that this has resulted in a recommendation to reduce funding to $50,000, representing approximately an 80% reduction to the previous year. However, the Commissioners need to consider not only quantifiable analysis, but also qualitative matters, and are very cognizant of the following. Without adequate City of Perth funding, Fashion Central will not occur. With the building works in Forest Chase and the challenging retail environment, cancelling Fashion Central is not consistent with supporting city ratepayers and visitation to the city. Support of the city funding for 14 of the 19 years and effectively reducing funding to such an extent in 1 year with only 4 months' notice is not consistent with the spirit of a long-term strategic partnership. However, the Perth Fashion Festival do need to be on notice that the city has to make decisions consistent with the overall economic environment and budgetary constraints and should not automatically assume that future support can be maintained at the same level as the past. The Commissioners would like to meet with the Perth Fashion Festival Board at the earliest possible time to discuss the partnership going forward and explore opportunities for enhanced benefits for the city and areas in which we can pursue together for the benefit of both the fashion industry, the broader creative industries, and the overall City of Perth. I'd welcome any further discussion.
Thank you, Chair. I'd just like to make 2 points. Firstly, I agree with you, 4 months out from an event is not the time to be determining whether it's going to go ahead or not. I would like to see the city move to 2 to 3 year binding funding agreements, and in doing so, facilitate renegotiation of those agreements probably in the last quarter of the penultimate year of the agreement, so everybody is aware of what's going on, and the negotiations aren't in the pressure zone that we see them at the moment. Secondly, I understand the reasons behind funding criteria being reflected in some of this event being conducted outside the city boundaries at the Burswood. However, the City of Perth Act and the objects includes the important role that the city plays in representing the broader Perth area. And I think that needs to be taken into account in making decisions such as this. The city does represent the broader Perth area, the state and Western Australia on both national and international level. So I think decisions of this type should not be insular. They should be more strategic. But as I say, in the future, we must become more strategic, take more than an annualised budget view, and ensure that there's good communication leading up to our next agreement. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. May I ask Ms. Haythorpe if she'd be prepared to answer a question from the Chair, please? Would you like to come forward? Thank you. The question I have is... actually, either one of you is fine. Yes. The question I have is the motion included an allowance of funding of $200,000 plus the in-kind contribution up to $30,000. And I note in the deputation there was an agreement to work together with the city, which I absolutely applaud and support. But do you feel that that would be adequate to craft a Perth Fashion Festival in Forest Chase consistent with the sort of quality and reach of events of previous years?
Thank you for your question, Chair. I'd like to thank you for the recommendation for the $200,000 and the value in kind to host the event in Forest Place. It certainly is very helpful to have the value in kind offer. We need to have the ability to host the event in that central area, right in the retail heart of the city. So that is a very welcome suggestion. The $200,000, the request, the funding request for $255,000 amounts to 30% of the cost of delivering the Fashion Central component of the overall Telstra Perth Fashion Festival, approximately 30%. So 200% is a reduction on that. But as you know, we have broad funding support from various stakeholders, corporate support and state government support. So naturally the quality of the events that we can produce is dependent on the level of funding support, and yes, that would be sufficient for the 3-day events to go ahead. The level of creative input and the level of talent that we can attract to host those events and stage those events will obviously reflect the level of investment.
Thank you.
Is that sufficient to answer your question?
It does.
Thank you. I'd also like to add that we have worked very collaboratively with the City of Perth offices, our sponsorship representatives from the administration, and I think we have a very positive relationship and looking forward to continuing to work together.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? If not, we had a motion. I won't repeat it. It was seconded. All those in favour? Thank you. Motion carried. I'd now like to move to item 13.7. This item relates to the Strategic Partnership Agreement of the Perth Public Art Foundation. I would like to put an amended motion from the Chair that Council 1 maintains the relationship with the Perth Public Arts Foundation Incorporated in its current form for a further 12 months. 2 establishes a City of Perth Arts Advisory Committee with terms of reference to oversee the development, implementation and ongoing performance of a City of Perth arts strategy and to advise Council on major arts issues. 3 conducts a workshop for all major City of Perth arts stakeholder groups with the purpose of recommending back to Council a functional and effective committee representation model and the key strategic focus areas that the arts strategy should embrace. And finally, 4 endorses the development of a City of Perth arts strategy over the next 12 months. Do I have a seconder? Thank you. I'd now like to speak to this item. The Perth Public Art Foundation has been an instrumental support to the city. I believe we need to revisit the role and opportunities of that organisation to support the city. We need to work on a strategy for art in the city and the ongoing roles and pursue opportunities to maximise the benefit of the Perth Public Art Foundation going forward. Is there any further discussion on this item? Thank you. All those in favour? Carried. I'd now like to move to item 13.8. This item relates to the principal partnership between Heritage Perth and the City of Perth. The amended motion reads as follows.
Can I offer you a suggestion there?
Yes.
just as published in the agenda.
Okay.
Recommendations 1 and 2. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. With respect to this, items 1 and 2 as published in the agenda will stand. And then in addition or instead of 3, 4 and 5, read as follows. Establishes a City of Perth Heritage Advisory Committee with the terms of reference to oversee the development, implementation and ongoing performance of a City of Perth Heritage Strategy and to advise Council on major heritage issues. 3, conducts a workshop for all major City of Perth Heritage stakeholder groups with the purpose of making recommendations back to Council on a functional, effective committee representation model and the key strategic focus areas that the Heritage Strategy should embrace. And 4, endorses the development of a City of Perth Heritage Strategy over the next 12 months. Thank you. Any discussion on that item?
No.
Could I reiterate the Commissioner's commitment to an overall development, to the development of an overall heritage plan for the City of Perth? I applaud the work done by Heritage Perth Incorporated to date and look forward to working with them further to ensure the ongoing environment and improvement of heritage matters here in the city. All those in favour? Thank you. Carried. We now move to item 13.9. This item relates to the proposed entry of the Grand Central Hotel, 379 Wellington Street, Perth, in the City Planning Scheme No. 2 Heritage List.
I'd like to move as recommended, Chair.
Thank you. I'll second that.
Okay. In supporting the recommendation, I think the matter has gone on for some time and I'd like to see that, I'd be confident now that processes and systems are in place so we don't get this type of slippage in the future.
Thank you. All those in favour? Carried. Moving to item 13.10, the East End Revitalisation Program 2018 Master Plan.
So moved, Chair.
Seconded.
Through you, Chair, I'd certainly like to endorse the program. I'm certainly very, very keen on activation and pedestrians taking a prime position over motor vehicles in the city centre. Developments of this type, though, require significant community engagement to ensure that people not only are aware of what is going on, but they're also aware of why, indeed, it is going on. So, as well as endorsing the program, I'd like to see that a community engagement strategy for the design and implementation phase of the project, including some public information sessions or workshops, are conducted and feedback is sought and considered prior to the commencement of the detailed design and documentation. So just we don't want the horse to have bolted before there's any meaningful engagement undertaken.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. This is a substantial commitment by the city in financial terms, and so I don't think that we can overemphasise the importance of effective stakeholder, well, further to that already done, for effective stakeholder engagement. That suggestion, Commissioner Hammond, does that form part of the formal motion?
Yes, it does. First part as per the recommendation, but with another clause that Council develops and delivers a community engagement strategy for the design and implementation phase of the project, including public information sessions to be conducted and feedback sought prior to commencement of detailed design and documentation.
Thank you. Yes.
2 to 5.
Yes. So 2 to 5 stay in with the addition of the amendment. Okay. Thank you. So all those in favour? Motion carried. Now I'd like to move to item 13.13. This relates to the preliminary budget 2018-19 and the differential rating setting of the annual rates levy for 2018.
So moved, Chair. Look, I'd just like to ask a question. The intent and purpose of this motion is for the advertising of differential rates. And there is no substantive decision making on the budget per se.
Thank you.
That was a question.
I refer you to the
That's correct, Commissioner. So we've got a statutory obligation, as you're aware, to advertise the rates and the dollars. The draft budget was really submitted for the interest of commissioners just to provide some context to the rates and the dollar.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Minich. I'll move item one.
I'll second. All those in favour? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd now like to move to item 13.15. This agenda item relates to the 2017-18 budget adjustments, City of Perth Inquiry Panel and Commissioners' remuneration. This requires an absolute majority.
So moved, Chair.
Seconded. All those in favour? I understand... Actually, I just want to make it clear. I understand that under the Local Government Act that this item did not require a conflict of interest declaration. Yeah, just for the record.
Yeah.
I apologise. I should have done that before the item. Item 13.17 relates to the Delegated Authority Review 2018.
I'd like to move that we... defer this item pending a workshop, and for the reasons that there obviously has been some significant short-term structural changes at the city in relation to some of the roles and functions of the committees, which now don't exist, and the commissioners would like to have the opportunity to work some of these items through with the senior staff so we can come to some type of agreement prior to resubmitting to council.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Did I say 13.18? Because I meant to say 13.17. Oh, good. Okay.
You said
17. So great. So I'll second that. All those in favour?
Thanks.
Carried. Thank you. Item 13.18. This item relates to the appointment of Deputy of the Local Government in accordance with the Health Brackets Miscellaneous Provisions Act. I beg your pardon? Thank you. Item 13.19. My apologies. Item 13.19 relates to the review of City of Perth elected member policies.
Yes, Chair, I'd like to move as is recommended, and obviously some of these allowances are quite topical and we'll need to sit down and workshop them through. Our discussions to date have clearly provided that it's fair and reasonable for elected members to receive reimbursement for fair and reasonable expenses. I think we've got to discuss what actually a fair and reasonable expense is in the context of a contemporary local government and also obviously in the context of what the local community bears as being acceptable. And I certainly look forward to those discussions. I'd also like to add that I'd like to see these changes advertised public comment prior to coming back to council for further consideration.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Do you have a view of how long that should practically take?
I'd like to see this matter resolved as soon as possible.
and in the next month or 2 months. I'd certainly like to see the workshop happening within the next month, so we can get some agreement. I'd like to then get it out in the public arena for some comment, and then we can resolve it and move forward.
Thank you. So I'm also in favour of that motion. Do all those in favour? Thank you. Carried. I think that concludes all the items for discussion. Could we now move to item 14? Would someone move this motion, please?
Through you, Chair, we're looking at item 14.1,
parking.
Yeah, certainly, Chair. Was there something you wished to read out first? Or did you want to do that?
I was going to do that second.
Yeah, okay, fine. That the city undertake a strategic review of parking on a precinct basis, the five precincts being the CBD, East Perth, West Perth, Northbridge and Crawley, and the review is to achieve the following objectives. One, to review existing policies and establish a new policy position and or philosophy on free and paid parking provision overall and on a precinct by precinct basis. Analyse the strengths and weaknesses in the current city parking methodology and approach on a precinct by precinct basis, particularly the impact of paid parking on small business and residential enclaves. And thirdly, determining a clear and accurate understanding of the net financial impacts of parking on the city's strategic financial position on a precinct by precinct basis, and alternative options that might offset lost revenues, and the CEO is to treat this matter as an immediate priority.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Could I please read a statement that relates to this item as well as the further two from Chair Commissioner Mr. Eric Lumsden. It reads, the series of notices of motion are strongly supported by me, as the proposed motions enable the commissioners to effectively address a number of the key items identified from discussions and correspondence from city ratepayers and stakeholders. In addition, the commissioners wish to effectively address key governance and other strategic corporate issues as set out in the City of Perth Act 2016 and the Local Government Act 1995. These issues have been identified as a priority by the commissioners since their appointment, and the proposed motions are consistent with the objective of establishing best practice in local government of the city. I therefore commend the actions as set out in the proposed notices of motion.
But through you, Chair, if I could just speak for the motion. The parking has been very high on the Commissioner's agenda since we started our duties, and it's certainly my view that the very large diversity in land use and amenity and basically urban form of the different precincts in the City of Perth require a different approach to parking. Now, whilst there may be small variations on either from precinct to precinct, what we have found is that the philosophy at the moment, quite rightfully, is to maximise the return on the parking dollar for the city, given the very important role that parking revenue plays in the overall financial position of the city. Notwithstanding that, I think the time has come to go back to square one, certainly incorporate the very good work that has been done and continues to be done in terms of a review of parking, but certainly like to see us with a very clear and discreet philosophy and policy on each of the precincts within the City of Perth.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. So the motion has been put and seconded. All those in favour? Carried. I'd now like to move to the next item, 14.2.
Thank you, Chair. I move that the city undertake a review of the efficacy and capacity of street lighting and related public realm gardens, trees and landscaping in the East Perth precinct in providing a safe, amenable and non-threatening environment for all after dark pedestrian activities. The review is to achieve the following objectives. Firstly, identify priority areas where immediate action is required. Two, establish a three-year improvement program to ameliorate identified problem areas. Three, to demarcate responsibility between relevant agencies. And four, facilitate a memorandum of understanding between relevant agencies that commits to immediate intervention in priority areas and implementation of the improvement program. And the CEO is to treat this matter as an immediate priority.
And I'm happy to second that motion. All those in favour?
Thanks.
Motion carried. Item 14.3.
Thank you, Chair. That the CEO develop a draft protocol for Commissioner consideration compliant with the Council Code of Conduct Section 511D that facilitates effective communication flows between the Commissioners and the Executive Leadership Group, which includes meetings, conversations and engagement directly between Commissioners and members of the group, either individually or collectively, on all matters relating to the function and role of councillors and council. And the CEO is to treat this matter as an immediate priority.
Thank you. I'm happy to second that. Is there any further discussion on that item?
Thank you, Chair. Look, the good relationships between the council and the staff are obviously paramount to good results for the community. Obviously, we're all aware that there has been some issues in the past relating to communication. As a group, we need to move on from that. And I'd be very keen to get in place a very efficient and effective means of communicating between the Commissioners and the senior group so as we can get things moving.
Yep. Thank you very much, Commissioner Hammond, and I'd like to speak to this item as well. At the end of the day, that we will be as effective as we're able to be effective in our communication, so I fully support this motion and look forward to working with the administration on making a practical and pragmatic way of achieving excellent communication within the city. I'm happy to second that motion. All those in favour? Carried. Councillor Hammond, motion 14.4, Corporate Performance Assessment.
Thank you, Chair. A precursor to this motion, this is a requirement of Council and in our role as Commissioners to measure and oversee the performance of the local government. And so pursuant to the Local Government Act 2.72B, the CEO seeks proposals from suitably qualified consultants to undertake the following analysis, assessment and review of corporate performance. Firstly, a desktop audit and gap analysis of corporate performance based upon the principles of the Business Excellence Framework. Secondly, an independent review of the human resource and organisational development functions of the corporation, including but not limited to capacity and effectiveness of systems and procedures in dealing with grievances and complaints, the executive leadership group's response to concerns raised within the recent Catalyse survey, an employee assessment of the human resource and organisational development performance of the city by way of a confidential survey, personal meetings and other appropriate means, the effectiveness of the city's health and safety functions and appurtenant wellness and programs and support services, the effectiveness of performance management, annual performance appraisal and professional development and training across the organisation, a follow-up assessment of the Net Promoter Score analysis undertaken within the Catalyse survey, analysis, review and comment that can provide the Commissioners with an accurate, fair and objective understanding of the City's overall human resource and organisational development, performance and capability. Three, an independent review of the City's customer service performance included but not limited to strategies, policies and procedures, customer service culture, both internal and external, customer relationship management, performance and systems, measurement regimes, And four, an independent review of the city's community and stakeholder engagement performance, included but not limited to strategy, policies and procedures, organisational capacity and effectiveness, effectiveness and development and management of major stakeholder relationships, effectiveness, development and management of special interest and community group relationships, effectiveness of corporate communications across all areas of operation, and effectiveness of consultation and engagement on major projects and important strategic issues. Each consultant is to be treated as a separate project with regards to procurement engagement and deliverables. The specification, scope and required methodology for these consultancies is to be submitted to the commissioners prior to the commencement of the procurement process. Consideration of submissions and acceptance of proposals is to be undertaken by the commissioners. Successful proponents are to liaise directly with the commissioners in the first instant for direction and guidance. The CEOs treat this matter as an immediate priority.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I'm happy to second that. Is there further discussion on this item?
Look, firstly, these motions are very, very pivotal to our role as councillors in being charged with restoring the City of Perth to good governance. And as commissioners, we cannot and should not get involved in the day-to-day operations of the organisation. However, we are charged with the responsibility of assessing the performance of the organisation, and in doing so, the best way we can do that is by using qualified and independent professionals to undertake the work. I am certainly keen to see the progress that has been made with the outcomes of the Deloitte's survey, and I am sure that the executive group would welcome progress in the delivery of the Deloitte's report, and also the improvement that hopefully will be evident as a result of these surveys.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Commissioner Hammond, on behalf of the Chair and myself, I'd like to thank you for the effort that you've put in to articulate a way forward, to encapsulate our observations within the city and support both the other commissioners and the staff in putting together an orderly action plan for us to consider going forward. We're very cognizant that this will incur additional costs to the city, but we feel that we have an opportunity, having taken a fresh eyes and fresh experience to the operations of the city, of which we're very proud, with the addition of this work, to be able to leave a firm foundation when the role of the commissioners finishes. So I'm happy to second that. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you very much. We now move to item 15. Have any items of urgent business been received?
None received, Chair.
Yes. Through you, Chair, there's just
thank
one, and my apologies for this, but it just came up very late in the day. I seek the Commissioner's endorsement for myself to attend this Thursday's Mindarie Regional Council meeting as a deputy for Commissioner Lumsden. Through some quirk of the Act, we need that.
Yeah, you can second that.
Okay. Well, I'm happy to second that.
Okay.
All those in favour?
Thank you, Madam.
Carried. Are there any other items of business?
No, Madam Chair.
No.
Thank you. I'd very much like to thank the audience for their attendance this evening, and I now declare the meeting closed. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Mark, is it possible?